In the next 10 or 20 years, the waters of Bristol Bay will likely overtake much of Port Hyden's old, abandoned village site. It's a fate that's long been obvious to residents of Port Hyden, and now anyone with an internet connection can see the water's progress over time using the new Alaska Shoreline Change tool.
On the west side, that's where the shoreline is about 5 feet away from that building.
Scott Anderson is the mayor and environmental coordinator for the city of Port Hyden. I spoke to him over the phone as we both clicked our way around the interactive web map. A satellite image shows a bird's eye view of Port Hyden. It's overlaid with a series of colored lines that you can toggle on and off to show exactly where the shoreline was during a given year, from 1957 to the present, with predictions up through 2035. Anderson tells me the satellite image is an old one. Some of the buildings we're looking at are already gone. They've been hauled away from the eroding coastline.
You see, down where we have our most erosion, you see where the two white tanks are?
Oh, up at the top of the lake, yeah.
Yep, the shoreline's up about halfway through that tank closest to the west.
A few years ago, Anderson called on the Alaska Division of Geological and Geophysical Surveys to study Port Hyden's erosion. The village needed help to haul away old buildings before they crumbled into the bay, and they needed better information about how fast the erosion was going to keep happening.
So yeah, we did some field work for Scott in Port Hyden in 2013.
Alex Gould is a geologist for DGGS who created the Alaska Shoreline Change Tool. He says the erosion survey that Anderson asked for in Port Hyden became a model for similar mapping efforts elsewhere.
We then decided to be like, oh, we can, start to apply this across the state.
Over the last year, Gould created clickable shoreline maps for Unalakleet, Wales, Kivalina, and four other locations on the Beaufort and Eastern Chukchi Sea coasts. He says to map the shoreline change over time, he mostly used aerial photographs.
A lot of the old ones were Air Force and Navy, and so they're taken with a plane that's especially set up to have a camera pointing straight down. A lot of these photographs are housed by the USGS and some by the University of Alaska Fairbanks. They went and they scanned all these old photographs. You know, we have to process the imagery before we can actually map the shoreline.
Gould says he chose to make an online map because some shorelines are changing so quickly his team couldn't publish print maps fast enough.
So with an interactive map interface, we're able to continually add data and allow it to be much more fluid rather than printing out a solid map. And so that'll be really important because the data that we're going to be getting in, the near future, year or two, will be incorporated right away into these maps.
Back in Port Hyden, Mayor Anderson is on board with that plan. He took photos after an early fall storm to give the DGGS team an update. He says the maps have already helped Port Hyden catch the attention of state and federal agencies who can help fund backhaul efforts. And the online tool is an added benefit.
Anybody now, just like you and I are sitting here talking, we can go, you see exactly what I'm talking about. And I can give you a picture that proves it. So it's a pretty handy tool. It's pretty awesome.
The Alaska Shoreline Change Tool rolled out last month, but the DGGS has plenty more erosion data to work with. Gould says in the coming year, he may add online maps for Shaktulik, Nome, and Hooper Bay, among other communities. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.